Blog Talk Radio.
Family, here I am again. My voice is a little bit so, but I'm gonna give this a try. Important information to share. Very special encounters, the opportunity to open up my heart, my mind, and be enlightened. By whom? By another parent. This is Yadira in the Happy Kingdom, via Positively Autistic. Thank you very much. The UK, you're waking up right now. It is here in Florida, 12:23 in the morning. Yes, I am still awake. I usually go to bed around 1:30 in the morning. Exhausted, but this is my quiet time. This is my quality time where I find the space to become whole again. Yes, I am a mother. I am doing a lot of it by myself. I have a support group around me, but as you know, the brunt of it, here we are, taking care of our children, our realities, the house. Thank you for listening. Very special words to share today. I was very surprised to receive a phone call from a local school inviting me to go and speak to a group of parents in the autism unit, the autism classroom. And they are pretty organized, and every month they host an event where they bring a variety of speakers. And for the first time, they wanted to have a parent, and my name was mentioned. One of the events I had organized back in the end of March called Autism in Film, where we presented three short films with local Dunedin, Florida students with autism. So I arrived at the school, worker welcomes me, but explains to me a bit about the dynamics of the school, where a large of the population are Spanish-speaking families who are in the area, other nationalities as well, and they have at least 31 students in this unit, in the school, students with autism, with all degrees of the in the spectrum, as we all know. The teacher tells me, here we are, let's see how many show up. We've had about 2, 5, 10 in other instances. I remind her, I understand, you know, we're just coming back from a week off after the Thanksgiving holiday. And even if one parent shows up, it's fantastic. If 10 show up, hey, wonderful. But the opportunity just to meet is vital. It's key. Why? Because we need to communicate with the school. We need to deepen the relationship and go beyond just you are the teacher, I am the parent. This is in a format where we are all going to be exchanging words and ideas and going beyond the academic setting. So we waited and I started explaining, here's my daughter, Tomaís. She's eating her food, making her wonderful comments, being Miss Curious in a new space, in a new environment. As I always do, Tomaís, please, we're going to do a presentation. We're going to show you a short film. And I please ask that you help and do not interrupt constantly, because in other presentations, that's what she has done before, as she's learning the steps and what it is expected of her. So we waited and waited and waited. They brought in pizza and soda. It was 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Only one mom showed up, and they told me, I hope the parent that shows up is this mom who has twins with autism. Immediately, I'm like, oh my goodness, what? Twins? And I am aware. There are families that have twins with autism. I am aware there are families that have 3 and 4 children with autism. What they explained to me about this incredible mom is that she has 7 children. She may be 40, 42. And the last two, the boys, 2 boys, 7 years old now, they both have autism. Here comes mom, adorable. She's from Mexico. From Michoacán, Mexico, has lived in the United States for at least 20 years now. All of her children have been born here. And we start speaking and exchanging very informal talk. And I begin sharing our reality, you know, and here I am, my name, this is my daughter. We are here to exchange ideas, have a conversation. our realities and get to understand a bit more of what it is that we need and how can we find solutions to this and find common ground above all. Excuse me. So we begin to talk, and I am very blunt about it, you know, and my immediate thoughts go to the reality. We have dreams of becoming parents, and our children are developing, and they are reacting to the process of toddlerhood, and from one day to the next, boom, our children are gone. They're unplugged, they're disconnected. The mom's eyes well up, and I keep explaining, sharing details about our experience, how it was at Tomaís, was learning three languages, showing normal growth, normal development, and she was gone from one day to the next. And then mom starts to speak, and she shares, you know, how it was for her between the ages of 2.5 and 5, how she kept going to a pediatrician, and mom raised the issue, my children are not thriving, my children are not developing adequately. And the pediatrician kept her off and saying, oh no, your children are lazy. Oh no, they are twins, so they are following each other and they are just low. Mom, the mother of 5 previous children, we're speaking here of an expert who knows about children development. A woman without an education, but an incredible education of life, with a heart of gold, who is working the hardest of her existence, and being told by a pediatrician that her children are okay, that nothing is happening as their children are losing skills. Stop talking, the behavior showing up, not being able to sleep at night, the hyperactivity as they start walking, one of them at this moment, my understanding, moderate to severe in regards to what he can and cannot do and how the diagnosis limits him. He wonders. My point one more time, you know, the disappointment and that divide that still exists within the medical field, where parents are relying on professionals to guide them and assist them in this process as they begin to see, live, and experience the changes in their children and how they are being put off by the title professional. Again, there are wonderful doctors, and the mom finally changed pediatricians. And she went to another doctor who confirmed that her doubts were very valid and proceeded on to put on her children 3 evaluations and confirm that her children have autism. Here comes the guilt, the blaming. She had been told by some doctors that this was her fault, unfortunately, as many of you may have heard. And mom decides to take it as it comes and try to understand this new world, this new title of autism. What is this? Her other children coping with the dynamics of having now 2 brothers that are limited in many ways, that are not doing things the way everyone else does in the household, getting rid of their clothes, being put on pants and shirt, and within a matter of seconds, getting themselves undressed, having friends and family visiting, and being told, you need to teach your children how to get dressed. Going to stores, one of the kids having a meltdown, and someone daring to tell them, you need to teach discipline to your children. Again, what we continue to hear over and over from those who do not understand what we experience. Here we have a professional. Here we have an incredibly knowledgeable woman. She is a mother, above all, dedicated to her now 7 children. And later she tells me that she has adopted the son of her sister because her sister passed away. And they are also raising him, and the child has speech delays. So here we have an incredible woman with an incredible power, and the existing system denying her the right to prove to everybody that she is capable of handling, that she can learn how to cope with this diagnosis, minimizing her efforts. She later tells me that with one of her sons, Emmanuel, who wanders, who has run away from home, and he's not as communicative as his brother, and he ran through a huge avenue and ended up in an area near water. Nothing tragic happened. Lo and behold, law enforcement arrives, and what occurs? A female officer, instead of being supportive, first of all, was not a professional based on what this mom shared, and dared, a law enforcement daring to tell a mother that she's an incapable individual without allowing this woman to explain, my child has autism and here we are trying to grab a hold of him because he has run away. To the Largo Police Department, I ask you, I am going to be making phone calls. You personnel need autism sensitivity training. Parents need to be involved in this training. Again, I keep repeating it. Law enforcement, your training cannot keep coming only from professionals. We live the diagnosis. We know what is going on. We are dealing with it 24 hours a day. So these parents, this mom has been through a lot. And it was so moving to see her cry, to have her make me cry, because I'm here seeing myself in a very small portion of what this mom faces on a daily basis, and is surviving it, and she has love. And we confirm to each other that this is hard. We confirm to each other that this is the most challenging thing we have ever done, that we have not been trained. And the greatest surprise of the night, here comes 10-year-old sister, who is a beautiful young girl, bubbling personality. She is herself, empowered by parents who have taught her to love herself. And this kid, I just got the shivers when I saw her. But what really shocked me was when she sees my daughter, and I'm asking my daughter, oh, look, a young lady has just come in. What do we do? Let's say hi. My daughter became blank. Facebook, little movies, people turning into a mannequin and no moving. That's exactly what my daughter did. She did not move. I was very surprised. I let her be. I did not push her. The young girl, the young sister, tells her mom, Mom, does this girl have autism? Oh, my God. This girl understands. This girl has the sensitiveness, the awareness to realize that my child is behaving differently, differently from her brothers, no doubt, still different because she did not do the back and forth she's used to doing with her other brothers or she's used to doing with her classmates, with her peers. And I tell her immediately, so look at you. Aren't you spectacular? Having the understanding that my daughter at this moment is behaving differently from what you would expect, and you being capable of realizing that. And she stepped back. I said, you're going to be an incredible teacher. Mom tells me that's exactly what she wants to be. And I have to say, this young girl is going to be the best teacher ever. Mom later tells me the sister is the one who many times is the one capable of easing those moments, challenging moments when the meltdowns happen to her brothers. So a mother empowering her children, a mother guiding her daughter, opening up the door for this young girl to love and accept her brothers, and above all, help mom, which is incredibly needed. I showed the short film I made about Tomai, Just Autism, No Panic, Right? Mom saw it, and she cannot relate to it, but she feels very comforted by it because she knows that the message sent is why would other people be afraid of my kids? In my case, as a parent, I am in the process of learning to accept the diagnosis and the challenges that my children face. And like I reminded her, and I remind each one, every one of us, and I reminded myself, we are doing this with love. We are doing this with dedication. And thanks to our children, even better individuals than we already were. So, my dear parents, opening up the door one more time, and I learned, as parents, we must keep supporting each other. We must keep thinking, acting, and we need to respect the differences. There is room here in this world that we're in for each and every one of us to transmit our messages. There is room for each and every one of us to share what we are learning, to share what makes it difficult, to share what works in many instances. So parents, let's keep talking to each other. Let's keep supporting each other. Let's keep trusting the spirit within each other. And that will be the way how we can continue to bring quality of life into our household, like this mom is doing without knowing so, training the future professionals of this country who will have the capability instinctively because of their upbringing to be better professionals when they will be working with individuals with special needs. And these are the individuals, the kids, now in the making, at home, learning about the diagnosis, surviving it, many times also crying, many times being afraid of what occurs in our household, but also being proof that autism is not scary and that presuming competence in each and every one of our homes is vital to our day-to-day. Thank you very much for the love of parenting, for the love of our children. We better continue. Have a great rest of the week. And this is Jadira in the Happy Kingdom. Be positively autistic. I thank you.